The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Four of the most powerful CEOs in tech are scheduled for a hearing before Congress today. We'll hear from Apple's Tim Cook, Alphabet's Sundar Pichai, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Amazon's Jeff Bezos. It'll be the first time all four executives have appeared before Congress at the same time. They'll be facing tough questions about their business's competitive practices amid rising antitrust concerns. And yes, like everything else this year, their testimony is going to be virtual. Our reporter Ryan Tracy has more on what you need to know ahead of the hearing after these headlines. Twitter temporarily suspended Donald Trump Jr.'s account yesterday. Trump Jr. had posted a video that showed doctors touting an anti-malarial drug as a treatment for COVID-19. A spokesman for Twitter said the video violated the company's coronavirus misinformation policy. And our reporter Alex Leary says the move is likely to exacerbate tensions between Twitter and the White House.
This has been building for a couple of years now. The president and Republicans have accused Twitter of so-called shadow banning, essentially limiting Republican accounts from search views. And then fast forward to this May, when Twitter for the first time took action against the president and shielded a tweet he wrote about the protests in Minneapolis. They said that violated its policies against glorifying violence. Twitter also attached some fact checks that month to some tweets that the president wrote about mail-in voting. And now we have this latest situation where Twitter removed posts containing a video of doctors talking about hydroxychloroquine, a drug the president has promoted, but medical experts widely say is not effective in treating coronavirus. This video was widely circulated among conservatives and Republicans. And both the president and his son spread it to their millions of followers.
In other social media news, we report that Instagram approached some popular users on TikTok, offering them money to use its new Reels service. Reels is basically Instagram's answer to TikTok. It's a new short-form video service that's set to launch next month. A reminder here that Facebook owns Instagram, and The Wall Street Journal's Yoram Choi says their push to compete with TikTok right now is not a coincidence.
So TikTok is in a tough spot right now, especially in the U.S. There has been some reporting that Washington is considering introducing limits to U.S. users to use that app. So that might be considered by some to be the signs of a possible ban for TikTok in the U.S. And so obviously when such an important platform, such a large platform is banned in the U.S., that sort of introduces an opportunity for competitors like Instagram to sort of suck up some of that market. And Instagram might see the introduction of Reels as an opportunity to do so.
Next year's CES will be virtual. The world's largest consumer electronics show is the latest event to go remote because of the pandemic. The move is a sign that the hosts are continuing to be cautious as infection rates keep climbing in the U.S. And we have a bunch of quarterly earnings coming out this week. Spotify is set to report before the bell this morning, and we'll hear from Qualcomm later this afternoon. Apple, Google, Amazon, and Facebook will follow later this week after today's antitrust hearing with lawmakers. More on what to expect from the hearing after the break.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow, Today, with The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from The Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, for the first time ever, CEOs from Apple, Google, Amazon, and Facebook are scheduled to appear before Congress at the same time. It's supposed to be a blockbuster hearing. The executives will be testifying, virtually of course, before the House Antitrust Subcommittee. The subcommittee's been looking into competition in the digital marketplace, and specifically, whether these companies have violated any antitrust laws. Our reporter Ryan Tracy joins us now with a walk-up. Ryan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So remind us how we got here. What is the purpose of this hearing and what kinds of questions can we expect?
So this all started last summer when the committee announced it wanted to look into the market power of large technology firms and that it was going to focus in particular on these four. They've been holding hearings. They had one hearing actually last summer with sort of more junior executives from these companies. They've also been asking the companies for documents, a whole lot of emails, internal strategy documents, policies, financial statements, lots of stuff that these companies don't make public. In addition to that, the committee has been asking the company's competitors for documents. So we could see documents from social media companies that have tried to compete with Facebook or third-party sellers of Amazon come out during this hearing. When we've been asking the lawmakers ahead of time what sort of questions they want to ask, they tell us that they've seen, you know, evidence that disturbs them. So we're expecting them to bring that up.
But we don't know the actual questions themselves.
No, they don't want to tip their hand to that beforehand. Otherwise, the companies will be ready for it.
Fair enough. Like we said, it is rare to have all four of these executives together. What are we expecting from them? What are seasoned observers keeping an eye out for?
So three of the four have testified before Congress in the past. The only one who hasn't is Jeff Bezos of Amazon. These guys are smart. They've got their talking points down, and we expect them to be ready for this. And it's going to be hard for them to get a win out of this situation because the lawmakers are the ones asking the questions. They kind of control the narrative. Really, what these executives are trying to do is not lose, to avoid moments that are plastered across the evening news, making them look like they're not able to address some of the concerns that people have about their companies. They each company is different in some ways. There are also common themes across them that we expect to come up. For example, the fact that they generally maintain large technology platforms that other companies use to do business and sell on. And so, you know, I think we'll especially be hearing a lot from these executives about the positive aspect of the products they make. So how much, in their view, their products actually benefit other businesses by providing opportunities.
So from the company's perspective, what are the stakes here? What kind of action could come out of this for them?
So again, I think their main goal really is not to lose. They're all under some level of investigation with kind of varying degrees of formality to those investigations by U.S. antitrust authorities right now. Nothing that they say in this hearing is going to make that go away. The Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, state attorneys general have decided that these firms are worth examining. And nothing that's said in the public hearing is going to change that. What they can hope to do, perhaps, is to kind of maintain their standing in the court of public opinion, right? So a lot of the importance of this hearing comes down to how do people perceive these companies? Is there support among the American public for taking regulatory action against them? Or do people generally kind of like them and just sort of not understand why the government is so interested in investigating them? You know, to the extent that this hearing matters at all, it's probably in that realm, right? In the realm of public opinion and public perception, which affects government action but doesn't directly decide it.
Got it. Last question, Ryan. We know this meeting is virtual. Are they connecting via Google Meet?
I'm actually not sure the technology that they're going to use, but the fact that they're connecting virtually is a really interesting question, and it could kind of cut either way, right? On the one hand, these guys won't have to walk in and do the normal Washington ritual where they stand in front of all the photographers and raise their right hand and swear to tell the truth. You know, when you enter the Congressional Office Building, everybody goes through the same public security checkpoint. There are going to be people in the hallways like gawking at them or holding signs, and it's really a whole experience like being called to testify before the people's elected representatives. And they're not getting any of that. They're going to testify from the comfort of their own home. Or it's at least possible that without the kind of cacophony of the hearing room, the one-on-one conversation maybe becomes a little bit more meaningful. Perhaps the questions will be better and more focused. We'll see.
All right. We'll be watching. Our reporter, Ryan Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. As always, we've got more tech stories on our website, wsj.com, so check us out there. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.